free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at how the cure for the coronavirus has been found. Yes, we're not worried about social distancing anymore because we now have anti-social mobs and they have a purifying fire that is now dispersing the disease. You know, that's how the Great Plague in London ended, you know, when London burned down. So maybe that's their cure. We can burn down the U.S., what the government did with the lockdown can now be finished by Antifa. And we have AOC out there trying to help them. She's telling them, cover your identifying tattoos and wear heat-resistant gloves. You know, when you're throwing around those Molotov cocktails, you don't want to singe your newly minted fingernails, right? And when I saw this, I was wondering, who told her? I mean, how'd you figure that out? That's pretty genius that you got to cover those identifying tattoos. Helpful hints for her Marxist comrades there. Yeah, the useful, youthful idiots. Do you think she figured that out on her own? I'm reminded of Sean Connery's character in The Man Who Would Be King. As they are creating an army of guys who don't really know why they're fighting, he says to his partner, he says, see that guy over there with a size 4 hat size? I'm going to make a bloody hero out of him. Yeah, well, you know, that's AOC. She wants them to protest safely. Why? As WND points out, the world's going to end in 12 years. Why do you have to worry about protesting safely? Yeah, make sure you're equipped with goggles and masks. You have emergency contacts. You have heat-resistant gloves. These are the marching orders for the Marxists. Protesters should follow the directions from, as she puts it, grassroots black organizers. They've been at this a long time, and they're disciplined in the ropes of community organizing and demonstration. Yes, that's who they are, the community organizers, like Obama. She also lists items not to bring in, including your cell phones that have face and touch ID, unless you've disabled those. She also recommends that any cell phone that is brought should be placed in airplane mode and have its data usage disabled. But at the same time, as WND points out, she has accused Christians of weaponizing the Bible to support bigotry. She said in a House hearing, it's very difficult to sit here and listen to arguments in the long history of this country of using scripture and weaponizing and using scripture to justify bigotry. Well, now, you know, she is weaponizing and using the Communist Manifesto along with junk science, a fake pandemic, and now a fake incident of racism. And when I say that, I'm not arguing that this is, that he didn't die. I mean, some people have said that. Some people said this is completely staged. Some people said he didn't die from being suffocated. That isn't even an argument we should bother having. The real issue about this is how we've got police brutality everywhere. And I pointed this out before this all blew up. As soon as this happened, I said, let's take a look at just the headlines today in terms of police brutality, excessive use of force, across the nation on Free Thought Project. Good place to look if you want to know how the police have gone sideways in various areas. And it was all over the place. There was no pattern of racism. It could be black on white, black cop on white, or white cop on a black on black, or white on white. They don't want you to fix the problem. They want you to fight each other. And the real issue of all of this is how they would selectively go in and take an incident. And you can debate about whether or not it's real or not. I don't really even care to have that debate. I think that is a trap. That's a stupid trap. That is something that the counterintelligence agencies have done with every one of these shootings. Something that Steve Pachinik tried to do on this show to me after the Vegas shooting. Don't have that argument. That's BS. The real issue is why did they cherry pick this and pay attention to the fact that the mainstream media and social media can change the narrative worldwide in an incident, in an instant. They can change society worldwide. That's the thing to look at.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression, and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades in many cases to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, June 2nd, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. And America is still being held hostage. Yes, we're talking, we've moved on now to the next phase of control, government control. And that's the riots. You should be concerned about the riots. I think that's a clearer threat than the pandemic that has not panned out. But we're going to talk about the fact that this is ongoing, this control. And let me tell you, as we look at the looting of businesses across the country, as frightening as that is, the violence, the fires, the theft, it is nowhere close to the damage that has been done by the White House and the state houses, the governors, Republican and Democrat, by the CDC, Fauci narrative that has been imposed upon us and locked us down. That has destroyed this country far worse than anything that Antifa is doing right now. And I'm not defending Antifa. I think they need to be met with force. They're violent thugs. They are Marxists. But they have not been able to damage this country anywhere close to what Trump and Fauci and Abbott and Democrat governors have done to this country. Nowhere close. You know, we look at the phony response of all this, you know, Gilead, for example, and their drug, remdesivir, that's been pushed out time and time again by this fraud, this liar, this globalist Marxist thief, Fauci. He has pushed this drug for Ebola. He has pushed it for pandemic after pandemic. He pushed it for AIDS. He pushed it for Ebola. And now, remember, he came out and he said, this is the new standard of care, right?
It's the new standard of care. Remdesivir, that's, we got a study here that shows that it is, absolutely doesn't save any lives, but we think that it might be marginally effective in terms of recovery for those people who don't die.
And, this was done, if you recall, there was a Chinese study that showed it made things actually a great deal worse. And it was posted up on the WHO, the allies of Fauci. For a few hours before they got the call to take it down. And then a week later, Fauci released a non-reviewed study. Less than a week later, he released a non-reviewed study and said, this is the new standard of care. And in it, it showed that the death rate was the same and pretty high because they're using it on people who were advanced stages of respiratory illness, regardless of whether it was COVID or something else. And, but they claimed that the people who recovered 30% faster. And so Fauci said, this is the new standard of care, right? Well, actually, phase three of remdesivir's 10-day trial failed to reach any significance. Given the high mortality, despite the use of remdesivir, it's clear the treatment with antiviral drug alone is not likely to be sufficient. So as these people are claiming that Trump is killing people with HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, as the World Health Organization is demanding small countries who are dependent on government, but WHO handouts, as they've been browbeating and threatening countries and telling them to remove that. France has made it illegal to use HCQ. They don't want a cure because they want this to go on and on and on, and they want their vaccines, of course. But as we see the way that Fauci manipulated this, first Gilead took a hit when the truth about it came out in the Chinese study that was posted up on the WHO site briefly. Then, like I said, within a week, Fauci released it, said it was a standard of care, and their stock surged. And I said, somebody needs to take a look at the financial links between Fauci and Gilead, because he has pushed this drug over and over again. And in each one of these cases, they've ultimately found out that this, whether it's AIDS or Ebola or now coronavirus, they found that remdesivir makes things worse. But you know what makes them better? The riots. Because now we're not really concerned about that anymore. We're not concerned about social distancing because we've got the antisocial mob that are allowed to riot. And it's wonderful because the cops will bow to them. They'll take the knee to them. They'll take off their masks. They will pose cheek to cheek with people for selfies. We've seen that with the police chief and so forth. We're not concerned about social distancing anymore. Oh, yes, they are. The story at InfoWars.com shows New York cops enforcing social distancing despite riots just 2 miles away. As one person tweeted out, he says, is this a sick joke? Brooklyn is burning 2 miles away and roads are shut down due to protests. Your sheriffs are again in Borough Park today, NYPD, to make sure that stores are closed due to social distancing rules. Another video shows officers from the same precinct monitoring social distancing in the same area at night, even though the violent unrest was occurring in nearby areas. That's on InfoWars.com. And, of course, we also have the governor of New Jersey, Phil. Governor Phil. It's like Groundhog Day. Phil? Phil, is that you? Punxsutawney Phil has now come out of his hole and told you to stay in there for another 3 months, okay? New Jersey has 868 new confirmed positive cases of COVID. He says, out of how many people live in your state, Governor Murphy? Well, Murphy's law is that you got to stay locked down. And as I retweeted that, I said, so it appears that COVID is inversely proportional to the lockdown policies and directly proportional to Democrat politicians, because the places where they lock it down the hardest seems to be where the places they just cannot get it under control. Let me tell you what is viral and what is out of control. Government has become feral, wild, uncontrolled at all levels. And then we have a Mayor Hancock in Denver says, we're still in the middle of a pandemic. I just want to remind you, we're not giving up on this lockdown just because we got cities and businesses burning. We're not giving up on that, okay? And we'd like to invite everyone who's taken part in the demonstrations over the weekend to get a free COVID-19 test at our Pepsi Center site. So we want to help you, Antifa. We don't want any Antifa people, any of these young, healthy people roaming the streets, hitting people with 2x4s with nails in them. We don't want any of those. That's our future. We want to protect our future. So we don't want any of these people to die unnecessarily from COVID-19, because that's still the real risk, okay? And so they're going to give them a free test. I said, okay, well, the first one is free, but maybe they might want to pay attention to the bill that this person put out, tweeted out. Jamie McGurk tweeted out, he said, my wife is a healthcare worker. She's gotten 3 COVID tests over the last 2 months. We got a bill for the first one today. It was $18,415 without insurance. That's one test. So, if you do that, you get the first one for free. The next two will cost you $18,000 apiece. That might be the way that we actually lock up Antifa. I said this could be an interesting tactic. We could test Antifa. All you people have been out there in your demonstrations. Come in, we'll give you a free test. Guess what? They're all going to test positive. We'll lock them down for 2 weeks minimum, and then we'll charge them $20,000 a pop for follow-up tests. But as he points out, he shows the bill. He says the hospital charges $18,415 for a COVID test, a single test. But Cigna, the insurance provider, splits its winnings from government reimbursement with the hospital. This smells like the entire engineered chaos of the COVID-19 crisis and the politicians saying test, 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 test mantra. is becoming nothing less than a giant giveaway to insurance companies. And finally, this is a $5 test that is still going to cost the end user $100. But that's okay. We'll charge you 20 times what it cost us, but we will charge the government $20,000. He says, can't wait till the government-subsidized mandatory vaccination costs start to filter into the insurance company's earnings. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We'll look for that. All right. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about what happened with the riots, with Antifa, what may happen with the Insurrection Act and Posse Comitatus, the next stage of martial law, because we've already been under a soft, cold martial law. Now we can step it up to a good old hot martial law, right?
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing. And you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die. I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off, and they've taken the mask off, and they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are. This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The AlexaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the AlexaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the AlexaPure Pro.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Do you think maybe we could get Eddie Murphy on the beat of Beverly Hills Cop to find out why people are putting bricks in L.A., pre-positioning them for riots? I mean, we got all these reports across the country, all these different places where, and they're not construction sites, they just put them on the sidewalk. They're right there in front of the glass windows or anything, so the Antifa people have what they need when they get started. Where is Inspector Clouseau? I mean, this is being done in large cities where now we have, unfortunately, surveillance cameras everywhere, everywhere. Are they not able to get a clue? Clouseau? Clueless Clouseau cannot find out who is dropping off these bricks. Who paid for them? What's the license plate of the trucks that did this? Where'd they come from? I see people putting out, you know, this came from Acme Brick Company. There you go. It's Wile E. Coyote. Or maybe the Roadrunner. I don't know, but is it not possible for our wonderful protective government to get a clue as to who is doing this? Well, of course not, because this must continue. By all means, we've got to continue this. You may think that this is simply something that Antifa wants, but we got a lot of people in both parties who want to see this fight escalating. They want to see this country burn down. Make no mistake about it. Let's take a look at one citizen video. We've now bleeped out the profanity in it. Let's do video clip number three. This is an L.A. resident who is, he engages in multiple explicatives when he finds this stuff on the sidewalk. But let's play the purged video here. Video clip number three.
Would you look at this right here on Ventura Boulevard? This whole boulevard is just ripe for the f***ing taking. These people are going to have a field day here. And look at this. Right at a bus stop. Plates of f***ing bricks.
There you go.
Plates of f***ing bricks. At a bus stop. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course you'd have them at a bus stop. They're going to take the bus there. They got to right make to it me. Convenient.
That don't look right to me.
There you go. Okay.
Bricks at a bus stop on Ventura Boulevard? The f*** is going... Everything down this whole entire boulevard is full of glass. And full of stores and shopping. And you got a shitload of bricks right there.
Okay, let's call in Beverly Hills Cop. All right, that's good. Let's, I want to play for you another one. This is a black woman who is really angry at these white Antifa kids who are giving out bricks to black teenagers. She gives it back to them and she says, "Are you kidding me? Take your brick back. You realize these kids could get killed with that type of thing? You know, you're trying to goad them into doing this." And that is, she is exactly right. She is exactly right. Video clip number five. A white man handing a group of black kids bricks. Hey, you know what to do with these, right? Yeah, you might want to understand that this is a Marxist thing. It's not a black and white thing. This is a Marxist thing. As I said before, you have people like Bill Ayer. He decided a long time ago that engaging in bombing himself, you know, for the Weather Underground, that really wasn't nearly as effective as if he went into education. And that's what he did. And he started pushing this idea of white skin privilege, they now call white privilege. pushing that to the kids, pushing a race war, because that's the way he was going to get his revolution. And so you have Antifa, you have Black Lives Matter, you have the Communist Revolution, Democrat Socialists of America, the DSA, the far left riots, all these people, they're the Marxist Molotov cocktails. There's an excellent compilation of all these brick, prepositioning, stockpiled weapons by the RAIR Foundation, R-A-I-R. And they go down, the dangerous weapons on a, city by city basis. Dallas, Texas, piles of bricks left on the street for rioters. Dallas, Texas, bricks left in front of the courthouse for rioters. New York City, rioters throughout Manhattan chanced upon a cache in the streets that were equipped with bricks and a shovel. Fayetteville, North Carolina, bricks left in the front of a businesses for the rioters. Minneapolis, Minnesota, water bottles filled with gasoline found by police. Detroit, Michigan, piles of bricks left in downtown. Remains to be seen. Remains can be seen. Dallas, Texas, piles of bricks found across the city. Fort Myers, Florida, piles of bricks left for rioters. Minneapolis again, piles of bricks found in Arbor Lakes shopping area. Kansas City, Kansas, police put out messages to public to alert them of stashes of bricks and rocks. Huntington Beach, California, police report that cinder blocks, weights, and rocks were found in alleys in downtown. New York City again, terrorism chief says these unnamed groups had organized scouts, medics, and supply routes of rocks, bottles, and accelerants for breakaway groups to commit vandalism and violence. There are strong indicators that they're using encrypted communication. Rochester, New York, police searching for dangerous and armed rioters. Denver, Colorado, police describe and display weapons found on rioters. Frisco, Texas, pallets of bricks appear. New York City, police chief hit with a brick. Fellow officers protect him, and on and on. You get an idea? You think this is a spontaneous uprising over a very egregious video? As I said before, I don't really care about the details of this. We have seen, when you look at what's happening, is it so hard for us to believe that the police killed a man in Minneapolis, Minnesota? We've had the Philando Castile. We've now had George Floyd. We had a white woman who was killed by a black cop in between those two. All three of those in Minneapolis, Minnesota. But guess what? I don't remember the name of the white woman who was killed because it wasn't picked up. We didn't have riots across the country. Same police force, same town, same out-of-control cops. But we focus on the two black individuals. We ignore the white victim. Right? We don't riot internationally. And that's the bottom line, folks. The fact that the media, the national, international media, is now operating as a unified cabal. And along with social media, they can instantly create a narrative and they can use it to push societal change around the globe. You want globalism? Well, that's what we've got now. That's one of the reasons why DARPA and the globalists and Microsoft created NewsGuard, created social media for this very purpose. They have weaponized that like a pile of bricks.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I've told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
I was talking to my wife tonight and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole. He was holding it and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds. and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design, and the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations. I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids, because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. And we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brainforce Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
That's right, you know, all these kids that you send off to the universities to be educated by these Marxist professors who are pushing the ideas of Bill Ayers and others. Yeah, those kids are just becoming another brick in the wall, aren't they? Preposition, like the stacks we're seeing across this country in city after city. These kids, these Marxist professors, are basically just a pile of bricks. You got to be thick as a brick to send your kid to school anymore at this point. You don't really understand what is going on in these schools and has been going on for quite some time. I mean, they'd already started this stuff when I was in college. I had a lot of Marxist professors, I had been already irrevocably educated by my parents as to what this was about. A University of Alabama, Birmingham professor instructs rioters on how to tear down monuments because this is what they do, right? This is what these Marxist professors are educating your kids for. They get out, they're functionally illiterate, just like they are in K through 12, because you got a lot of Marxists, who are in K through 12 as well. But, you know, that's okay because they're learning the important stuff. They're hating people, because they're Christians who don't use their preferred pronouns or whatever. This professor at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, used Twitter and was talking about how to take down the Washington Monument, you know, the obelisk, in D.C. because they had rioters who vandalized the Lincoln Memorial. They vandalized the World War II Memorial because, you know, all of it is racist. Everything about America is just racist, 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 right? And she even said, as an Egyptologist, obelisks might be masquerading as a racist monument. What? Pyramids are racist now? Obelisks are racist? A PSA for anyone who might be interested in how to pull down an obelisk safely. From an Egyptologist who never, ever in a million years thought this advice might come in handy, says Ms. Parchak. She said, just keep pulling till there's good rocking, and then there'll be more and more. You're tilting. You have to wait more for the obelisk to rock back, and you have to give it time to pull when it's coming to you. Don't worry. You're close, she tweeted. And then she drew a diagram. And then she, after the series of instructions, oh, also, please do not pull down the Washington Monument, because that's really what she's telling them to do. The reality is here that I don't know, in engineering we used to have a saying, if you are, you know, work is a force applied and the distance moved. And the illustration a professor would always use was, you know, you could push all day on a brick wall, or the Washington Monument. And if it doesn't move, you haven't done any work. You may have expended energy, but you haven't done any work. I don't know if this woman really is. She says she specializes in ancient architecture. I would say she doesn't know what that word means. She draws pictures of things. She's not coming at this from any kind of practical knowledge. So you're going to have all these Antifa people. They're going to push on the base of the Washington Monument obelisk, and they're going to make it tumble down, right? Well, good luck with that. I want to see this. I want to see them try. I want to see them try. And meanwhile, somebody somewhere needs to do something about it. Is there anybody home in Washington that could lock these people up? We got professors around the country offering assistance and support to rioters, reports Breitbart. They're telling them how to destroy small businesses because, you know, Trump and the governors, Republican and Democrat, just haven't destroyed enough businesses. We've got to finish off what they started. They bankrupted these people, but we can still do better. You know, we can burn their businesses down at this point, right? According to campus reform, professors at several universities and colleges are offering support and guidance to the rioters that have caused millions of dollars of damage in major cities around the nation. See, they're orders of magnitude off. I mean, we have done nearly $10 trillion worth of damage. Come on, you guys. You got to do a better job. We need professors that tell them how to damage and destroy wealth and the middle class and people's lives and their lives' work and so forth. And how to disrupt the food supply, right? Well, no, that's not. We've already done that. We've already set in process shortages in America that I thought I would never live to see, short of having some kind of external event, you know, like a meteor hitting or some kind of a nuclear bomb exploding in the atmosphere to take down the power grid. I thought short of that, I never really thought it would be an executive order, guidelines and recommendations from the Trump White House that would do it to us. Can you believe this? Unbelievable. But the professors can do better. They argued last week during an NPR interview that the riot protests are a very proportionate response to what's happening. Yeah, what is happening here? You know, we had Rush Limbaugh talk to a rapper, goes by the name Charlemagne the God. And the back and forth, as reported by Breitbart, I didn't hear it. I don't listen to Rush. Charlemagne said, how are you going to use your privilege as a white male to combat this prejudice? You got a direct line to Donald Trump. Limbaugh said, now, wait a minute. I don't buy into this notion of white privilege. Charlemagne, you're being delusional, Limbaugh. It's a liberal political construct right along the lines of political correctness. It's designed to intimidate and to get people to shut up and admit they're guilty of doing things they haven't done. I don't have any white privilege. Hey, Rush has got a lot of, he's got a lot of radio privilege, but he doesn't have any white privilege. Charlemagne said, you know what white privilege is? White privilege is what happened to George Floyd that wouldn't have happened to a white man. Limbaugh said, if what happened to George Floyd had happened to a white man, we probably wouldn't even have heard about it. And that's right. You didn't hear about it because Rush doesn't cover that kind of stuff. it would be wrong for Rush to criticize the police, even when they deserve criticism. You'll hear criticism of the police. You'll hear about white cops killing a white man, beating him to death because he was in his own car that had been reported stolen, or beating a black mother and son who were returning a television set that the police accused them of stealing at Costco, even though, or Sam's, even though they had the receipt for it. You'll hear that here, but it's not polite on conservative radio to criticize the police. But you will not hear, but he's right, you will not hear about it because they won't talk about it, because they don't want the police to be changed. I do want the police to be changed. I am concerned when I see this kind of stuff. But I know that this is being used as a narrative to for their own agenda, for their own Marxist agenda. You know, when we look at the situation with George Floyd, a lot of people saying, well, you know, he had underlying, the official coroner report was he had underlying health conditions. And then the family got two doctors to do an independent autopsy. And they said he had no underlying conditions. So it must have been COVID, right? Must have died of COVID. Yeah, that's it. We always assume with everybody else that they died of COVID. But with George Floyd, we assume that it is something else. Look, they went back. They've now said it was a homicide. A spokesperson for the county did not confirm any reversal. She said these were the final findings. Whatever they do, as that police chief said, told his people in Tennessee, he said, if you can look at this with an officer on a man's neck for 9 minutes and you're okay with that, then you need to turn your resignation into me. And I agree with that. See, we've got good cops. And we've got good police officers, and like we have seen Frank Serpico say, any institution is going to have bad people in it. The question is the institution going to purge the bad people and reform itself as needed, and that'll be an ongoing process continually? Or will it cover up for them, embrace them, and become corrupt itself? No, actually what we're going to do is we're going to push a race war. And Rush Limbaugh needs to understand that this is something that goes all the way back to the Marxists, back to Bill Ayers, to the Weather Underground. We'll be right back.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off. At InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety
movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we the people are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we look at the violence being perpetrated by some police officers, especially the violence that's being perpetrated by the white Marxist Antifa and so forth. It's kind of interesting. You know, it doesn't fit the narrative that we're seeing all the time. We had Michael Cargill, who has been on with InfoWars multiple times. Actually, he ran for local office here in Austin. Unfortunately, he didn't win, but he has a gun store. And they have a video camera there, and you can see this black business owner, Michael Cargill, and his Texas gun store was shot up by Antifa looters. That's right. Came on yesterday and talked about it on InfoWars, and we have the exclusive video. You can see that full video at InfoWars.com. But again, you know, hey, it's all about racism, right? Even when you got Antifa attacking a black business owner. It's all about racist America, isn't it? And that's what they want to tell everybody. And as I've said throughout this program, I think the real concern that I have about all this, that I have based on the COVID lies, the scamdemic that they have pushed out, and now on this, because this is going around the world, this one incident, out of all the incidents that we have, and again, last week, I went through about half a dozen different incidents, and I said, look at this. Can you guess which one is black, which one is white? All cases of police brutality. And they were all over the place. If you are concerned, if you're in a black community and you're afraid of the police and you believe that you're being unfairly singled out at a higher percentage than the majority of people, why wouldn't you try to get the majority of people to see that it's their problem as well, instead of saying, you don't have a problem, I've got the problem. So the majority, forget about, you know, you're just a bunch of hateful people and you're responsible for what the police are doing. Instead, you want to get the police together, get together with the people who are white and so forth, and try to reform the police. Get good people in there. You know, there are good police officers out there who would never do this. And if you stand together with white people, with Hispanic people, with Asian people, instead of telling them, you all hate us because we're black, maybe you could get something done Why? It just doesn't make any sense to me. Of course, they're taking advice from the Marxist professors and so forth who want to use race to burn down this country. That's why this is happening. But the key thing I think that we have seen, both with the coronavirus lockdown and now this race riot, is the power of a consolidated global media to turn, to create a fake narrative that is going to turn society upside down in an instant, in an instant. Look at how thoroughly and completely they have re-altered our society now two different times. And when you look at what is happening, you've got riots now breaking out in London, in Canada, other places over this. And this is a corrupt Minneapolis police department. But now everybody, everywhere, saying racism everywhere. Racism in Canada, for example. And racism in London, you know, because London, the hotbed of racism and slavery. Whatever. This is their agenda. And they're able to instantly push this everywhere. A good example of this is the back and forth that happened here in Austin as they created a fake narrative about this homeless vet and his mattress being set on fire by a bunch of Antifa people. When I first saw this story on Sunday, I said, look at this. They're even burning down the possessions of homeless people. And my son, who was there at the time, he says, well, obviously he's privileged. He's white, right? So he deserves to have his two or three possessions burned down, right? I guess that's the way that Antifa looks at this. But what it really tells you is the power that they have to craft these kinds of narratives completely and instantaneously. You had Zach and Savannah that were there. They were filming Antifa attacking this guy. And then you had some mainstream media journalists show up. The guy comes out, and they're still standing there. And the guy comes out, and he runs at them and says, why'd you burn down my mattress? He didn't know who had burned his mattress down. He hadn't seen the stuff. And so there he is right there, getting in their face and yelling and screaming. He doesn't know what's going on. He didn't see what happened. And he just sees people standing there with a camera, figuring that, you know, I guess they put the camera down and set it on fire. Is that his idea of what happened? But that was what was fed out by the media. And I saw that trending yesterday. It's 40-some-odd thousand tweets on Twitter about InfoWars, allegedly burning down a homeless man's mattress. Absolute nonsense. But they're able to get away with anything. Alex says he's going to file lawsuits if they don't issue retractions about the lies that they told about InfoWars, and he should. The problem is, as we were looking at the Supreme Court cases on Friday when President Trump was angry with Twitter for what they'd done to him personally, they went back and looked at the unanimous 2017 Supreme Court case. And that particular incident, they had a man in North Carolina, a convicted sex offender with a minor. And according to North Carolina law, you were not going to be allowed to get on the internet. You're going to be banned. And he wanted to be able to get on social media. He wanted to be able to use the internet. And they just had a blanket ban on the internet. And all the Supreme Court justices agreed with that. Now, the conservatives said, well, there should be some limitations as to what he could do on the internet. But to put a blanket ban on there, we don't agree with that. And so they unanimously struck down that law. But in that argument, the Supreme Court justices said, here's this guy, and remember, we're talking about a convicted pedophile. They said, this man can't get on social media. He can't get on the public square, the digital public square. And he can't even see what people are saying about him. He can't even comment on his case. And when I saw that 40-some-odd thousand people were lying about InfoWars, lying about Alex Jones, I thought, where is the Supreme Court to defend the free speech rights of the alternative independent press? Nowhere to be found. They will show up and they'll defend the rights of a pedophile to get in the digital public square, but not an independent journalist. And so people can slander him and InfoWars and not face any repercussions because they're just fine with that. They're fine with that. They like that. These same people who are burning down our society have already burned down our First Amendment, and they like it that way. And I don't expect to see the Supreme Court standing for free speech or the First Amendment or any part of the Constitution anytime soon. We'll see what happens. But you have stood with us. And what you have allowed us to do is to set up our own video platform. And Band has really started to pick up, band.video. And that's simply because of your support. So we really do appreciate that. We appreciate you standing with us. That's where you'll find the archives of my programs, because I've been banned off of YouTube multiple times. So you'll only find me at band.video and on podcasts. And the thing that makes all of this possible, that makes this program possible, are the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And we now have the biggest sale that we have ever had, 60% across the board. We've extended our Memorial Day sale, and we have extended the discounts that were 40, 50%. We've extended that now up to 60% and across the board. Super Male Vitality, Knockout, our all-natural sleep support. Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement. BioTrue Selenium. You know that you need selenium. This is called BioTrue because it is non-GMO. It is organic. The best source of selenium you're going to find anywhere. Chill Force, the way to relax. All natural ingredients. All of these now 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Even DNA Force Plus, 60% off. That is a massive dollar savings, because that is a very expensive supplement to produce. It protects your telomeres, the end caps on your DNA. That is the key component, key metric that people measure your biological age with, the length of the telomeres. As your cells reproduce, those telomeres, those little end caps on the end of the twisted DNA strands, think of it as the tip of the shoestring, that gets shorter each time it replicates. And DNA Force Plus helps to keep that from shrinking. Very important supplement to prevent premature aging, and you can now get that expensive supplement to produce. A lot of clinical studies that you'll find about PQQ, the active ingredient in DNA Force. You can now get that 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Keep on lying.
Using free speech to free minds. It's
the David Knight Show.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, how selective they are about police brutality. Again, as I've said many times, and I will say it again, if you want to change police brutality, you make this, make everybody understand that this could happen to anybody. And it does. It happens to white people. It happens to black people. And we need to change the way some of these police departments are set up. We need do need to have reform about police violence. And the police need that for their own legitimacy. We don't want to see, if you're a cop, like Frank Serpico, honest cop like Adrian Schoolcraft, why would you want to see the institution that you work for corrupted like that, right? So we do need to have reform, but it is very selective. As I pointed out before, you know, in Minneapolis now we've had three outrageous murders by the police. Two of them were black victims, and those became national issues. And now this third one, with George Floyd, has now become an international issue and an excuse for the next phase of what is happening to our country, the Marxist riots. That's the next phase that we're now living through. But the one in the middle, the lady from Australia, Justine, and I don't even know how to pronounce her last name, Rusick, I guess is how you pronounce her last name, an Australian woman just weeks from her wedding to an American, called the Minneapolis police to her home because she believed a screaming woman in the alley was being attacked. When they arrived, she came out of her house dressed in her pajamas, armed with nothing but a cell phone, and startling one of the officers who was afraid that there was going to be an ambush. This is a rookie cop, a black cop. Officer Mohammed Noor fired through his partner's window, even. Okay, and you talk about training. You're going to fire across the car in front of your partner through his window at somebody because you're scared to death. Now, this Barney Fife should never have gotten out of the academy. This is a training issue, folks. This is a screening issue. This guy was a minority hire. They wanted to have a Somalian on the police force. They're so proud of that. They had paraded him around as their minority hire, their diversity pick. And they get people who don't have the temperament. They get women who don't have the physical capability to handle these types of things. And then they have tragedies like this. And if it is a untrained, unsuitable cop who kills a black person, then it becomes a national or international riot. He hit her in the stomach with one fatal shot. And again, you know, can we try to get this thing under control? I guess not, because they really don't want the police under control. They really don't want to pay attention to how Obama militarized the police during his tenure. And when we talk about racism, now take a look at this video clip here. Let's run the B-roll, video clip number 12. You got an angry mob chasing down an unarmed white man and beating him severely in Wisconsin. A disgusting picture of racism, if ever there was one. But, you know, of course, these people are not racist. It's only the white people who can be racist, according to Antifa and the university professors who are telling them to tear down the monuments. The monuments are important to them, because it's civilization that they're trying to eradicate. That's what the Marxist professors are trying to do. What they have been doing in the minds of the children who are attending their university, they're now doing physically on the street. As a matter of fact, we've now got a mommy and a daddy, video clip number 13, escorting their Antifa kid, their little Antifa kid, 20-year-old, suspected of kicking off a riot. They're escorting him to turn himself in. This is a story from the Daily Caller. Run that video clip. Do we have some audio there?
Anything to say about what happened on Saturday? Anything you want to say?
Why did you destroy that police car?
Just go. Do you have anything to say?
Isn't it so convenient that they get to wear masks? Of course, they weren't wearing masks. Well, maybe he was. You know, Antifa, they liked it. They were wearing masks before masks were cool, right? Some of us were cowboys before cowboys were cool. Not me, actually. I wasn't never a cowboy. But, you know, some were cowboys before it was cool. Some were wearing masks before it was cool. We'll be right back.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world.
But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Well, as it's painfully obvious to anybody paying halfway attention to the stage bricks, to the tactics, to the individuals who are out there rioting, this looks very much like Antifa. Everybody believes it's Antifa. But, of course, Keith Ellison, who is Attorney General in Minnesota, and he will be the one who is now, even though he is the state Attorney General, he is going to take personal charge of this cherry-picked case of police brutality. And that's the key thing to look at here, how they cherry-picked this out of all the other cases of police brutality that they could focus on. And again, you want to stop police brutality, maybe what you would do is cherry-pick a case of white-on-white violence by the police or something, right? But no, they don't really want to do that. They just want to grandstand on this. And, of course, his son, Jeremiah Ellison, has now said, I hereby declare officially my support for Antifa. Unless someone can prove to me that Antifa is behind the burning of black and immigrant-owned businesses in my ward, I'll keep focusing on stopping the white power terrorists that are actually attacking us. He did that in response to President Trump, saying that he'd be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. Now, as this came out, Attorney General Keith Ellison, again, who's going to be grandstanding by taking over the prosecution in this George Floyd case, said, well, I really don't know what's going on with this, and I don't really know who is behind this. I don't have any evidence as to where these people are from or what their ideology is. No, we don't have any. I mean, you know, the hammers and sickles and all the slogans about white privilege and everything that's come from the Weather Underground and the mentors of Obama, Bill Ayers, and so forth. We have no idea where these people are coming from. And he doesn't even really know about Antifa either, right? Remember back in 2017? August of 2017? No, actually, that was the picture that they have at the top of the article. It was back in 2018, January 2018. I just found the book that will strike fear in the heart of Donald Trump. And he holds up a picture. There it is right there. That's his tweet that he put out. As deputy chair at the time, deputy chair of the Democrat National Committee. And it was Antifa, the anti-fascist handbook that he thought would strike fear in the heart of Donald Trump. Now, remember who Keith Ellison was. At the time, he was deputy chair of the Democrat National Committee. Keith Ellison was also the congressional representative for the district that is now represented by Ilhan Omar. He's now moved up after he got a lot of money from George Soros. He's now moved up to the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota. But at the time, you know, he was the Muslim representative for our, probably our most heavily Muslim, congressional district. I guess they gerrymandered it out, Somalian Muslim. And, he refused to take the oath of office to the Constitution on a Bible. He said, I'll do it on a Quran. It doesn't really matter because he's not going to follow the Constitution anyway, right? There's nothing sacred about the Constitution to him or to most of the people who take that oath of office, Republican or Democrat or bureaucrat. They don't really care. And Nancy Pelosi at the time had condemned, a few months earlier, had condemned Antifa. She said, quote, the violent actions of people calling themselves Antifa. She said, I condemn and I distance them from the Democrat Party. She said, they're not Democrats. They're socialists. That was so 2018. And today, they proudly embrace socialism. It is the new mantra because of people like Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, AOC, and so forth. And at the time, the New York Post, he put that out, Keith Ellison invites Antifa to the party. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what they want to have. And it was exactly what he wanted to have to oppose President Trump. Bingo. There we are. And his son supports that as well. Susan Rice from the Obama administration goes full conspiracy rant on CNN. She said the Russians are doing all of this. The Russians are doing all this. That's right. Going back to that. And so it's absolutely made. It never changes. It's still the Russians, Russians, Russians. And this is Susan Rice from the Obama administration still trying to sell that. And we've got two New York attorneys, as I pointed out yesterday, Ivy League graduates, arrested for throwing Molotov cocktails out of their cars at the police in New York City. Because, you know, they've been educated by the very best universities. And that's what universities, especially the very best universities like Harvard and so forth, they're there to create you, to create Marxists out of people. You know, so that's why Buttigieg went there. He was already a Marxist. His father was a Marxist professor at Notre Dame. His father had spent his life's work celebrating the founder of the Italian Communist Party. And so he made sure that his son went to a school that shared his values. You know, most parents don't even bother to understand what's going on at a school. But Buttigieg's father did. And he had, unlike you and I, he had a lot of different schools that he could go to that would teach Marxism to his son and to consolidate those values that he had been instilling in Pete Buttigieg from the very beginning. So he sent him to Harvard, and he studied. His mentor there at Harvard was a guy who changed his name to Sockman because he wanted to honor Italian anarchists and Marxists, Sacco and Vanzetti. And Sockman Berkovich, a guy who focused on deconstructing and criticizing Christianity and uplifting Marxism, the entire, everything that's wrong with this country, you can all trace back, says this now Harvard professor. Remember, Harvard began as, it was the first university, it was a private university, and it was a seminary. And now, it has become the anti-Christian seminary. Because everything, says Sockman Berkovich, the mentor of Buttigieg, everything that's wrong with America, you can trace to our Christian ethics. Even Vietnam, for example. You know, everything. It's back to our racism and our Christianity. And that's exactly what you'll hear from Pete. But right now, he's taking a sabbatical till he can run again for president. And then I want you to take a look at this website here, Crowds on Demand, hiring demonstrators. You know, maybe, do they have anybody that does a brick delivery? Do they do that job as well? They can hire demonstrators. Are you looking to create a buzz anywhere in the U.S.? Crowds on Demand provides our clients with protests, rallies, flash mobs, paparazzi events, and many other inventive PR stunts. And that's exactly what this stuff is. Yes, very dangerous. It's violent. We've had a car drive through a group of New York police officers this morning, severely injuring, I think, critically, some of them. So, yeah, it is, but it is fundamentally a stunt. That's where this began. It's a big PR stunt. And so, you know, what we do, and the first thing they mention is protests, rallies, and advocacy. Whether your organization is lobbying to gain approval for a project, to move forward a legislative initiative, to bring additional pressure within a complex litigation, or trying to see swift and effective action, you know, to completely destroy society on the basis of a racist narrative, we're there to help. Can rent a mob right here. That's what they do. They crowdsource renting mobs. Attorney General Barr has released a statement on riots and domestic terrorism. He said the violence instigated by Antifa is domestic terrorism. And as we look at this, we say, well, all right, that's good. We need to do something about that. But I would remind you that this is the same attorney general who has now, his same Department of Justice has now indicated, as reported by NPR, that they're going to come after Cliven Bundy and his family yet again. Yet again. We'll talk about that on the other side of this. The difference between a real peaceful protest with armed people and these, you know, these protests that are being done with Antifa with prepositioned bricks just to destroy society. We'll talk about that contrast and what the Department of Justice under Trump is doing about both of those when we come back.
Hey guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out and I think can help you out too, especially if you have any problems sleeping. And that's Knockout. Let's face it, our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment. And it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed and boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took two of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Protests in more than 200 U.S. cities, 140 cities saw riots, 40 metropolitan areas are imposing strict curfews. New York City issued its first curfew yesterday, first time since 1943 that they've been under curfew. 23 states and District of Columbia have activated National Guard troops to support local law enforcement to restore order, and yet we have Ilhan Omar again. When we look at this, and look at where so much of this unrest is focused. It's coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, places where you got Ilhan Omar, Keith Ellison, the Muslim center of all of this, the Somalian officer who panicked and shot that white woman. Of course, that was not paid attention to at all by the mainstream media. That's not the narrative that you want, right? You don't want to talk about a Somali killing a white woman. We'll talk about it when you've got white police officers, or in the case of Philando Castile, the Hispanic officer who panicked and shot Philando Castile. So we'll talk about that. We'll riot about that, but we won't talk about the other cases. But all of this is coming out of that one area. And yet that cesspool, Minneapolis, Minnesota, the little Mogadishu, as they have, many people have called it, that is now spreading. It's hatred, it's violence across the country. Just what you would expect the Marxists and the Antifa communists and the Muslims to do, isn't it? Ilhan Omar, we reject any attempt to criminalize peaceful protests. I just told you, got 140 cities seeing riots. Peaceful protests. Remember, we're still going through. We're in day 78. Of locking down America because we're afraid that somebody is going to get a cold. These people would shout at you, still do, shout at you. If you open up your business, they're going to throttle you down. If you open up your church, they're going to permanently close your church. Because somebody's going to die because you went to a church building or you didn't wear a mask. But we have these people who have taken this case of police brutality and extended it into a protest of everything American. Everything American is now racist because of what one corrupt police department in Minneapolis, Minnesota has now done at least three times. At least three times. Those are the ones we know about. And I'm telling you that there's a lot more than that. But because they can't control and won't control their police, now this is an excuse to burn everything down. But it's peaceful protests, says the Muslim congresswoman. Video after video showing protesters embracing Antifa tactics, setting buildings and police vehicles on fire, pillaging, violently attacking authorities, pre-staging bricks all over the country for this. Sunday evening, protesters set fire to St. John's Episcopal Church. We'll talk about that as they're coming after President Trump for showing solidarity there. Responders were able to extinguish the basement fire before it spread to the rest of the historic church. Rioters vandalized Santa Monica City Hall, and on and on. We could just, and we will, go down and take a look at some of the violence going across the country. But as the U.S. is talking about designating Antifa as a terrorist organization, as I just pointed out, both Keith Ellison and his son are siding with Antifa, which is exactly what you would expect them to do. Meanwhile, we have Attorney General Barr, who's saying, with the rioting that is occurring in many of our cities around the country, the voices of peaceful and legitimate protests have been hijacked by violent radical elements. So let me get this straight. Attorney General Barr does support peaceful protests. As a matter of fact, he supports peaceful protests even during the alleged COVID pandemic. Nobody is, I've not seen any police department issue fines or arrest anybody for going to these peaceful protests without a mask, for not obeying social distancing at these peaceful protests. No. That's reserved for the middle class, for the businesses that they want to eradicate. What a fraud this is. And let me tell you, when you got Attorney General Barr talking about how we ought to honor peaceful protests, Take a look at what his Department of Justice is now doing about a peaceful protest that I was at. I saw what happened. I saw what these thugs from the FBI, these thugs from the Bureau of Land Management, that BLM. Remember that BLM? Not Black Lives Matter, but the Bureau of Land Management. Those thugs. And it was a good BLM agent who blew the whistle on this. The judge who presided over these various cases, Judge Gloria Navarro, it was a travesty, a sham, kangaroo court proceeding. No. You can't ask people if they were afraid of the FBI that was pointing guns at them. No. That's not going to be allowed. You will not say anything at all about that. Put a gag order on the defense attorneys. Said you're not going to discuss any of that. She rigged that trial, previous trials, up one side and down the other. She rigged the first trial of the Bundy family, and it was a hung jury. So they came after him a second time. By the time they got to the second trial, you had a BLM whistleblower who talked about how they had planned to escalate this. Yeah, you want to talk about Antifa rigging things? You want to talk about Antifa provoking violence? How about the BLM, that BLM? Not Black Lives Matter, but the government's BLM. They were the ones who were organizing and provoking violence at the Bundy ranch. And it was a BLM agent, a whistleblower, who came out with that. It was Matt Shea who went public with that. And they came after Matt Shea. And guess what? This Department of Justice is now coming after the Bundys again, even though Gloria Navarro, the judge who was there, she had done everything she could to rig this for the government, but she was not going to go down that path after a government agent exposed the lies and the fraud. She was going to cover up for that and had on two previous trials. But at that point, she declared it a mistrial with prejudice, which means that it is not eligible for yet another trial. But the Justice Department, under both Sessions and now under AG Barr, have continued to come after them again. And listen to the justification for this, as put out by Pat Shea, who served as a BLM director during the Clinton administration. He said, if there is no successful prosecution, it's going to encourage a lot of anarchists like the Bundys to take actions that not only are a threat to themselves, but threats to the public at large. So we can't have people peacefully showing up at a protest to protect their individual property rights to support the Constitution against an aggressive government that has usurped its authority, that has shredded the Constitution in every way possible. And you finally had neighbors coming together with other neighbors, people, 50-plus ranchers, who had been driven out of that area, driven off of their land, where the government ignored their grazing rights, their water rights, and so forth. These are rights that are as important and as secure as your right to your home. And all of these rights can exist on the same piece of property, and it can be public land. But it can't be owned by the federal government under the Constitution. And that's what they were fighting for. That's what they were standing for, I should say.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are. Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, we ran out of time in the last segment. I want to talk about, finish talking about what's going on with the Bundys, because on Friday, Attorney General Barr, Justice Department, will try to come after the Bundys again, even though the judge there was so embarrassed and shamed by these kangaroo court proceedings that she had been happy to comply with in the first couple of trials, and we still have people who were there as peaceful protesters who are still now locked up in prison. And as the BLM whistleblower told everybody what the FBI and the BLM were up to, the Bureau of Land Management, she dismissed the trial with prejudice, meaning that it was not possible for them to do a retrial. But as I pointed out, the BLM, which is just yet another example of out-of-control government agencies that want to destroy this country every bit as much as Antifa, every bit as much. And they have more power to do it. This is Agenda 21, writ large. The UN 2030 agenda. To force Americans off of the land. You know, already in Nevada, they own vast portions of the state. The majority of the state is claimed to be owned by the federal government. And before the BLM existed, going back into the 1800s, the Bundy family and many of the other ranchers who were run off by the federal government, run off of their land, and had their rights to grazing, to water, and so forth, confiscated. And I've seen this across the country, miners who had legitimate property rights, mining rights, going back to the 1800s, having that confiscated by the new federal government because they want to get everybody off the land. It's not enough for them to have 80 or 90% of the land in the state. They want 100%. And they want to combine you and pack you into megacities, a few megacities. That's what we're looking at with the UN 2030 agenda. And all of this stuff that is happening now, that has been imposed with this coronavirus so-called pandemic. They have implemented these, you know, it was going to be implemented to save the world, to save the environment. It was to be sustainable, said the UN. But all of these issues were part of the UN 2030 agenda. They all were implemented instantly with the coronavirus lockdown. It is a global agenda to concentrate you into the cities, to make sure that you don't have a job, that they put you on universal basic income. That's all been accomplished now. You got a large segment of society that never want to go back to work. Just send me my check. And they want to continue this because this is a psychological conditioning. They want to keep people unemployed, keep them in their homes, have them in a situation where they're demanding that, you know, hey, if I have a job, it's going to be through the internet. And everything that you do will be watched, monitored. You'll have biometric tracking of your every movement. Your political and religious beliefs will be cataloged and correlated. And you'll be contact traced, not for a virus, but for political philosophies. Let me tell you, when we were there that day, and I was there when the standoff happened. All week, we couldn't get any cell phone coverage. All week. We'd have to go to the Bundy's home where we could piggyback off of the Wi-Fi that was there in order to get any coverage to phone back reports. And they said, this is really strange. We've always had cell phone coverage throughout this area, but they shut that down. And then on Saturday, when everybody assembled, that's when the mainstream media left because they were tipped off by the government that they were going to say, well, we'll let you graze your cattle here. So now you can all go home. They'd confiscated his cattle. They're going to let him have grazing rights now after they'd confiscated his cattle. And he said, no, no, no. He says, I don't know about these people, the rest of you people, but we're going to go back to get the cattle. And that day, all of a sudden, when we hadn't had it all week, all of a sudden, our cell phone coverage was restored and stayed restored until the standoff began. And then they shut it down again. When I was down on the ground there. That's some video footage that I took right there. But, you know, when we were there all week, we didn't have it. And then that day, magically, it appeared. And I said at the time, they're getting everybody's contact information. And that's exactly what they did. This stuff has been going on for a very long time. It's a very long agenda of tracking, of tracing, of control, of eradicating the middle class, of kicking you off of your land, of taking every last right that you have. And this is being pushed not by Antifa, not even by Marxist professors. This is being pushed by Republicans and Democrats in Congress, in the White House. You better understand what's going on. And it's been going on for a long time. And it's still going on in the Trump administration. AG Barr. Now, we'll try to come after the Bundys yet again, even though this case was blown open by government whistleblower, shut down by a corrupt judge who said, I can't go any further with this. They have to make an example of people who were peaceful protesters in support of their individual rights, in support of their property rights, in support of the Constitution that has been trampled on, shredded, and burned by our own government, not by Antifa protesters. They would love to do it as well. Believe me, we got enemies all over the place. Trump recently pardoned two Oregon ranchers whose fight with the federal land managers inspired the standoff in Oregon. These were the two people who were charged by this corrupt agency as arsonists, hyped it up to making them into terrorists. I mean, that was an egregious case. But Trump just pardoned them. And that's good. But their attorney, Larry Klayman, said what's really ironic and, frankly, I think disgusting is that the Trump Justice Department is the one that allowed the U.S. attorney in Nevada to take this appeal and push it again beginning on Friday. They'll have a hearing. It's not ironic, actually. No, the word is hypocritical. Irony is when something really strange and contradictory happens to you. No, this is something they're doing. It's hypocrisy, not irony. And as they pointed out, they said this is the way NPR spins it. Cliven Bundy has refused to recognize the federal government's ownership of millions of acres of public land, including in Nevada. Well, that's right, but they don't say that the Constitution has refused to recognize the federal government's ownership of millions of acres of public land. That's what NPR doesn't tell you. It's the Constitution that has a problem with the federal government owning this land, not Cliven Bundy. But the National Propaganda Radio does not give you the full story. And this was a peaceful protest, even though they tried to make it. I tell you, the people who were threatening, were the government agents in full body armor, pointing guns at us. I was there from the beginning and screaming, go away or we're going to shoot. We will shoot. We have a lawful order from a court and we're going to shoot if you come closer. And the people went peacefully, gradually. Everybody that was there got up to the gate and then they left eventually. And they have been angry about that now for the last 6 years. And they are not going to let this go. They don't care what the law is because they didn't care what the Constitution was. They don't care about property rights, constitutional rights, human rights. So, of course, they're going to keep coming after the Bundys. And NPR finishes up, and I'll finish this up as we go to break here. In the years since, say NPR, his critics say, that would be NPR, say the family's fight has devolved into far-right extremism. And a widely debunked legal theory that counties and states, not the federal government, should own public land. Well, that's actually what the Constitution says. You can read it for yourself. Don't believe me. Please don't believe me. And by all means, don't believe NPR or the BLM. Read it for yourself. That's why you have the District of Columbia. And with the exception of the District of Columbia and selected forts and ports for the Navy, the federal government is not allowed to own land. And the reason that they have so much of the land out west is because after the Civil War, the federal government decided they didn't need to follow the Constitution anymore. If you look at it, as other states back east became states, they turned the land over to the people who were there. But not after the Civil War. The government kept it for itself. We'll be right back.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I've told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class
the nobility with a king and queen sitting on top of it. And the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies because they kept them, again, at a starving level. They were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters. InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment hate themselves, project their hate onto us, and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
A sacred figure in the progressive pantheon of social justice, writes Daniel Greenfield. That's a great way to put it. A sacred figure, a saint in the pantheon of social justice. The race riot isn't a bubbling stew of outrage out of which wounded souls emerge to cry out for justice. It's a complicated criminal conspiracy in which the perpetrators rarely suffer any consequences. That's exactly right. Dan Greenfield, Zero Hedge, you'll see that. How to make your own race riot. So first of all, you got to understand that riots are not fed by outrage, but they're fed by opportunism. Here's a good example of this. You have a reporter that engages with a looter, and he's been captured by the police. He's got his hands handcuffed behind his back. And the reporter says, all right, man, we just saw you at the New Balance show. Why are you out here? Let's play that video clip, video clip number one.
We saw a looter actually get taken down by LAPD a short time ago. So we're at Wilshire and 26. There's a New Balance store on the corner. We saw a group of looters breaking in. They tried to flee. They got into a car and took off, but they left one guy behind who wasn't fast enough. LAPD saw.
Leave no one behind,
right? We can pull up that video right now. We'll show it to you. We started rolling as soon as we saw LAPD see them. You're going to see an LAPD cruiser immediately take off after one of the looters who was running on foot trying to get away. He tries to turn a corner. LAPD catches up to him. They get out, and he immediately surrenders and gets taken down without incident. Now, I had the chance to
interview
this
faster
guy
if he had
just
the
a
New
short time ago,
on.
And he was very candid about why he's out here. Take a listen to what he had to say.
All right, man, we saw you at the New Balance store. Why are you out here?
Man, period, point blank, just like all my real ones trying to get some monies. Explanation, that's it. Trying to get some dough, that's it.
Just out here for the money?
Yeah, pretty much.
Anything to do with the protests, what happened in Minnesota?
I mean, a little bit to do with that too, you feel me? But not really. I'm out here for the dough.
Was it worth it?
Obviously not. I'm out here hemmed up. Yeah, y'all see it. Man, if y'all gonna get some money, do it right. Don't do it the dumb way. Do it the smart way. Yeah.
Thanks for your time, man. Best of luck to you.
Now, you know, I have respect for that guy. A lot more respect for him than I do for AOC or Ilhan Omar or Pelosi. or Mitch McConnell or whatever. If you're going to be a thief, at least own up to it, right? Don't try to justify it for some higher cause. We need people like him in Congress before we need people like Pelosi and AOC and Mitch McConnell or whatever. We need to have some honest, candid thieves, quite frankly, instead of trying to justify it with high moral authority that they're doing right now. But yeah, it's simply about opportunism. A man, point blank, period, is just like, you know, I'm just trying to get some monies. I'd love to hear those two say that. I'm just in it for the power and the money, man. Whatever, you know. But as Daniel Greenfield points out, he said the riots didn't happen because of outrage, but because the gathering mobs are told by everyone from CNN right up to their local Democrat politicians that angry protests were expected and they'd be tolerated. And that was just as good as throwing a match onto a spreading pool of gasoline. And, you know, as he also points out, there's the outside agitators. Remember that phrase? Outside agitators? Well, it turns out they were right. They were right. Yeah, the media sticks to its narrative of an outraged community that engages in excesses, especially when it can't tell apart the locals from the outsiders. Local cops can, but no one in the media will listen to them. And if you want to really see the worst of this, take a look at what these Antifa people are doing. I got a clip here from a Richmond fire chief who basically breaks up in tears as he's talking about these people setting a fire and then blocking the road so the firemen can't get there and people are inside the burning building. Video clip number two.
There's one incident I think is particularly poignant that truly illustrates the seriousness of the issues that we're facing. The mayor mentioned this. Last night, protesters intentionally set a fire to an occupied building on Broad Street. This is not the only occupied building that has been set fire to over the last 2 days, but they prohibited us from getting on scene. We had to force our way to make a clear path for the fire department. Protesters intercepted that fire apparatus several blocks away with vehicles and blocked that fire department's access to the structure fire. Inside that home was a child. Officers were able to.
At this point, he chokes up. Because inside the burning building, they set the building on fire. And there's a child in there. And then they go down
officers
and block the road.
Those people out of the house. We were able to get the fire department there safely. Sorry.
Again, he's still choked up about it.
A legitimate issue and hijack it for unknown reasons, that is unacceptable to me. It's unacceptable to the Richmond Police Department, unacceptable to the city of Richmond. As the mayor said, this isn't Richmond. And it truly is not Richmond. It's not even Virginia. It's not even the Mid-Atlantic. We have intelligence that we're working on presently so that we hope to be able to file charges following up from this. We have people from across the country who have traveled many states to be here. We know that this is an organized effort. We're committed to try and identify those that are behind it. And we're doing our very level best to arrest those that are perpetrating the violence on our community, our city, and our citizens. So, with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Mayor.
All right. That's the Richmond fire chief getting choked up as he talks about a building, occupied building, set on fire. And then these Antifa Marxists block the path so that the fire responder, firemen cannot get there. The police broke through that, and the police rescued the people out of the burning building. And then he goes on to say, these are people from outside our community. Oh, but don't believe that. Don't believe that. This is just a grassroots uprising against police brutality and racism, right? The same police who rescued the people from the burning building. See, this is Richmond. Where this particular case happened was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a place that's run by Democrats and Muslims. and who have had incident after incident of out-of-control police. And yet, when you look at this, you know, ask yourself, who benefits from this? You should have asked yourself that, and many of us have been saying that. Who benefits from the lockdown? Certainly not Americans, certainly not the middle class, certainly not anybody who's looking to buy food, even, or medicine. Not the hospitals, really. They're going out of business. Who benefits from this? Fauci, Burks, Gates, President Trump, who is pushing the Gates vaccine faster and harder than Bill Gates ever could. Bill Gates has never put in billions of dollars into vaccine development, and that vaccine will be used. They've already contracted for it to be manufactured. It's going to be used whether or not Trump is in office. If Trump is not there, you bet they're going to force that on you. People like Dershowitz and so forth. But yeah, who benefits from this? Look at the fact that in London, they're having protests about racism in America because of one incident in one city. And again, if you want to fix excessive force, demilitarize the police, reform the police, change the way they're trained. But no, 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 we're not going to do that. We've got to hijack that for our agenda. I said that from the very beginning. It's going to be about a race war, and it's going to be about burning down society. Breitbart, people in Trafalgar Square in London, we need to burn this excrement down. The West is falling. That's what they want to do. They want to destroy Western civilization. And that's why you're seeing this happening across the world in London. All of these people hijacking this. And here's the bottom line, folks. It's the global corporate media that is able to push a narrative, no matter how absurd, no matter how detached from reality, they're able to push a narrative and instantly affect change on a global basis. You should be very afraid of that. And you should understand the only thing that stands in the way of that is independent media and your free speech on social media, which has been shut down. If you want to support us, and you've been very good about doing that, we really do appreciate that. What keeps band.video going are the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And to show our appreciation, we have discounted it 60% off across the board. Many of our most popular products, and many of them have sold out and are selling out soon. So take a look at the products at InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off across the board. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and InfoWars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
the power of the First Amendment. It's the David Knight Show.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about what the president may or may not do with the military. We're going to talk about what's been happening at the White House. And we're also going to do what I call a flash black. Not a flashback, but a flash black. Do you remember when we had the Chinese kicking black people in China? I guess they were visitors. I don't know if there, maybe there's some black people who live in China now. I don't know. But they were saying, you can't go to restaurants, you can't go to hotels and so forth. Now they are virtue signaling just like the radical left about racism in America. They're virtue signaling just like Joe Biden, a guy who's probably enslaved more black people than anyone in history, in American history. And yet he's now trying to reinvent himself, virtue signaling about this. But let's in this segment, this short segment at the top of the hour, let's update where we are on this insane lockdown that still continues. To one degree or the other. And again, Governor Abbott was patting himself on the back for doing a partial reopening here in Texas. This morning he was talking about the fact that it has not reignited some imaginary pandemic. We have the lowest reported number of new cases, even though Texas opened up more so than some of these other states. There is absolutely no correlation except that the states that are under Democrat control, the states that have done the most to lock down the economy are the ones who, ironically or hypocritically, are reporting the greatest number of cases. Now, whether they really have those cases or whether that's just the reported number of COVID cases and COVID deaths are just another one of their Democrat lies, that remains to be determined. Nevertheless, you had Governor Abbott talking about the fact that, hey, look, you know, we don't have a lot of new infections. Well, good. And so I retweeted that, and I said, Governor Abbott, when are you going to apologize for locking the country down, locking Texas down in the first place? And when are you going to remove the restrictions that still remain? I mean, you still have situations over the weekend. Went to a restaurant, and I forgot that Austin was under these rules. And we were meeting people there, so we couldn't turn around and walk away. But they wanted to take our temperature. And so they took everybody's temperature. And, of course, I know that they are tracking people who are in the restaurants. So I didn't pay. I paid by cash because I don't want to get on. I don't want to get a call from somebody that their contact tracers, they found somebody that was at the restaurant such and such a time and such a place. And they were close enough to me that now they've got a force me to get a test, force me into quarantine or something like that. So, but still, that's what's happening. The restaurant's only 50% open. The churches are only 50% open. And you got people wearing masks in churches and so forth. I mean, this is just insane. And I don't know really which one is worse. A New Jersey governor who is fear-mongering and keeping the state locked down, or somebody who is pretending that we have, that we're normal when we're not normal. I think boiling the frogs is more dangerous than what's going on in these Democrat states under these Democrat governors. In Italy, the top Italian doctor says the virus, quote, no longer exists, if it did in fact ever exist. And I've played for you the screaming Italian member of parliament there, saying, tell the truth, 25,000 people did not die. You attributed this death to this, and it wasn't that at all. And we knew that going in. We had the reports, 2 weeks' worth of reports out of Italy before this country was ever locked down with the lies of Fauci. We had the reports that showed the average age was over life expectancy and that everybody had multiple coexistent comorbidities in Italy at the time. All right, we're going to be right back. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development
that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
We're going to talk about what's going on in D.C. at the White House. And, of course, we've had a lot of Secret Service agents who've been injured there. Now you have liberal outrage that President Trump would go to an historic site, a church, and outraged that these violent protesters would have tear gas using it. Oh, they were peaceful. They were peaceful, of course, right? So we'll take a look at all that. Got some clips of that, and we'll see what is going on there. And particularly, we're going to look at what might happen next. Can President Trump use the military? On what legal basis would he? What would have to be declared? Why do we have the Posse Comitatus Act? What are the conditions of the Insurrection Act? We'll be looking at all that coming up. I was talking a little bit about the updates on the coronavirus, and I want to continue with that in this segment. As I was just pointing out, you now have a top Italian doctor saying the coronavirus no longer exists in Italy. No longer exists. And I said, I don't think it ever did. We've had legislators screaming, tell the truth. Tell the truth. We didn't have 25,000 people who died here. This was never warranted. And here we are, 78 days into America held hostage. And, of course, part of the justification for doing that was, oh, look, the Italians did it. It's not just the Chinese who lie about everything. The Italians did it as well. But we already had information from the Italian health agency, two different reports, showing that everyone that they had looked at had two or three different comorbidities. But they were ignoring those and blaming it on the COVID virus. They were also, the average age was past life expectancy. And, of course, that's not even talking about the Italian healthcare system, which has been government-run and unfunded and having waiting lists everywhere for a very long time. No, we just simply co-opted that based on the recommendations of two very smart people, Fauci and Birx. And as I pointed out last week, when President Trump was asked by Cheryl Atkinson whether he thought he did the right thing, he said, well, I would go back. I would do it again. I would do it again. I would shut the country down again. For all you people who say that President Trump didn't do it, he knows that he did it. He knows that he did it through recommendations and guidelines. They were passed by Fauci and Birx. And then when she challenged him, she said, really? You really would do that again? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fauci and Birx say that I did the right thing. Does he not know? Does he not know? That maybe is the scariest. I don't know. I mean, you got three possibilities. Either he's a totally clueless idiot who still believes this Imperial College simulation and is totally clueless about the lies involved in that and the lies of Fauci and Birx. Or he has flipped sides. Or, if you want to go with the Q people, he is doing this because the end justifies the means. And he's willing to burn down the country and burn down the rule of law and burn down Main Street and allow Wall Street and these big corporations to loot us. And he's doing all that because why? Oh, he wants to expose the deep state or the Democrats or some other Machiavellian purpose in this. That would be the worst of the three possibilities. Fool, tool, or Machiavellian prince. I mean, you take your pick there. But it is still going on. But now he is going to be supported in this next venture here, and that is the next leg of martial law. And quite frankly, I'm very concerned about it. Because when the government comes in to solve a problem, you know, it's going to solve the COVID pandemic, right? What did it do? Well, it laid the foundation of a Great Depression, which I'm not really sure if we're going to be getting out of that or not. It laid the foundation for a mass forced vaccination of the population, and he's funding that to the tune of billions of dollars in research, billions of dollars in manufacturing, untested vaccines. You know, only half of Germans are interested in getting vaccinated against the coronavirus. 20% of them said they absolutely would not take a vaccine. And yet the European Union wants to borrow $8.5 billion for vaccines. There's a lot of money to be made by whoever gets to push that vaccine out. And there's a lot of money being made right now in Operation Warp Speed because Trump has just showered them with cash, just like he showered Wall Street with cash. A major topic surrounding the vaccination issue is whether or not the vaccine will be made compulsory for citizens in Germany. Vaccinations against measles for children and for staff in schools and daycare centers has already been made mandatory, and they did it since March. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it an amazing coincidence that as we had all of these pushes to make measles vaccinations mandatory, and again, we're not talking about something that is life-threatening. In very, 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 very rare cases, you'll have somebody have a reaction to it. You know, that's what Fauci and all these people talk about with vaccines. They say, well, you know, yeah, you can get Guillain-Barré syndrome, you can get paralyzed, you can get sleep apnea and all these different things. And yeah, a lot of different things. They won't admit autoimmune disease or autism, but, you know, it's correlated. Correlated with the incidence of vaccination, and it's correlated with the increase in vaccines. Used to never hear about that. I mean, 20 years ago, I'd never heard about autism. Met the first child that had autism at that point in time. But now it's so common, and we just need to have, we can have marathons to fund awareness for autism. We're not going to ask people to try to investigate why this is already is happening all of a sudden. No, no, no. Not going to worry about that. It was very coincidental, isn't it, that they started pushing mandatory vaccination for school for measles. And now they've got something that they've been able to convince the population we're all going to die from. They were telling everybody that about measles, and it was a lie. But now, you know, a lot of us realize it was a lie because we had measles. But then they can come out with a new imaginary virus, and you don't know what's going to be in there. And so you got to get your vaccines. The German Infection Protection Act says that mandatory vaccines cannot be imposed by the federal government because they have this thing called the Article 2 of Germany's Basic Law. I guess that's their constitution. Quote, everyone has the right to life and physical integrity. So I said, well, that would violate your right to life and your physical integrity if they forced medical treatment on you. But we've got a condition here where if you have both the federal government and the state government agreeing, then they can violate the constitution of Germany as well. You know, here you need to have the permission of the courts. And all you need is the permission of the courts. We have, as we look at these, the looting and the rioting going on, some individual named Sally Cohn invites aggrieved people to vandalize and says, oh, don't worry about the businesses. They're insured. Don't worry about it. They can all be replaced. And yet, the biggest looting that we've all seen, and we've seen businesses being closed permanently, is what happened in the wake of the coronavirus. As Davey D on Twitter said, I got to be honest, the worst looting I've ever seen take place happened a few weeks ago when corporations collected hundreds of billions of dollars in stimulus money while everybody else was left with a $1,200 check and having to decide if they're going to pay for food or for rent. Yeah. $16 trillion, says the office, the Congressional Budget Office, $16 trillion in the economy will be lost. And that represents jobs. It represents businesses. It represents the wealth of the middle class that's been confiscated, that has been stolen, looted by the federal government, both parties and the White House and Wall Street all working together to loot Main Street and the middle class. And I tell you what, it's just like, you know, a thief showing up to rob you. He can only take what's in your pocket, right? But if you got a lawyer, they can take your house and the land that it stands on, can't they? And that's exactly what these people have done. Exactly what these people have done. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny. And we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
Hey guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out and I think can help you out too, especially if you have any problems sleeping, and that's Knockout. Let's face it, our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment, and it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed, and boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took two of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
saw the picture, the harrowing picture of a large tanker truck. As they said, it drove into a crowd that was peacefully protesting the death of George Floyd. Well, actually, it didn't drive into the crowd. That was the story from CNN and others. You had the public safety commissioner at the time, John Harrington, on Sunday, tweeted that the driver was, quote, inciting a crowd of peaceful demonstrators, because that's all we have is peaceful demonstrators. Look at those peaceful demonstrators, dragging him out of the truck and beating him like Reginald Denny, right? And then the police arrested him, right? Those peaceful demonstrators right there, showing how peaceful they are. We come in peace. Pew, 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 pew. It's like Mars attacks. Yeah, BLM attacks, Antifa attacks. Now he's walking it back. Harrington walked it back today. Public safety commissioner said, well, we don't have any information that makes it seem like it was an intentional act. And I was suspicious because look at the crowd there. This guy went for some ways. He was blowing the horn. He could have at any point, if he wanted to take out the crowd, he could have just veered to the left or to the right and just mowed down everybody. But he didn't do that. And when he put on the brakes, you could see the smoke because he was slamming on the brakes to stop. So I didn't think it was an intentional act, but now they're saying that even though he was assaulted, beaten by the peaceful demonstrators there, and then arrested by the wonderful Minnesota cops that have done so much to protect everybody's civil liberties, right? And he's now still in custody without bail as of last night. Still in custody, no bail. This is what happened. They said the state had not yet finished putting up roadblocks, and he was on the freeway. He got confused, scared. That's why he's blowing the horn. That's why he's going in a straight line, not veering into the crowd. That's why he slammed on the brakes. He saw the crowd, and from what it looked like, he panicked, said Harrington now. Saying, you don't think it's an intentional act, but guess what? They're still going to keep him in jail because, you know, he's a white guy. And we need to keep up with this narrative about how horrible, white people are and how hateful they are and how these protesters are just, they come in peace. They really do. The Chinese government, the Chinese communists, like the Antifa Marxists in this country and like the professors at the universities, are having a field day with us and using this as a propaganda coup. And so, of course, is Joe Biden. I want to do a flash black now, and let's take a look at the past racism of China and how their virtue signaling about this right now, and also about Joe Biden. This is what the Chinese communists are saying right now. They said, Washington's promise of equality and justice for all in country has remained hollow at best. The coming suffocation of the American dream. Amid the ongoing anti-racism protests in the country, decision makers in Washington, instead of trying to soothe the pain and the anger of the public, have been fanning the flame, calling protesters thugs, threatening them with the most vicious dogs. China Daily, another state-backed newspaper, said the U.S., after the killing of Floyd, seems to be on fire and troops have been mobilized to subdue angry demonstrators. This is certainly not what the world expects to see in a country that is the world's sole superpower, but that, sadly, is the reality of the U.S. And then you had this so-called leader of Hong Kong. She is, in Hong Kong, she was appointed. Carrie Lam was appointed by the communist Chinese, the people that the people in Hong Kong don't call them Chi-Coms. They call them Nazis. They call them fascists because truly they are. I mean, you look at the economic definition of fascism. That's the merger of the corporate and the state. When the state owns and controls the property. That's really what we have in China. And also, they truly are like the National Socialists of Adolf Hitler, hyper-nationalists and aggressive in terms of pushing war. As I pointed out last week, they have border altercations going on with India, aggressions and incursions into India that is really ramped up over disputed territory. They've had physical confrontation and fights with people from India. The two militaries have clashed there already. There have been incidents of aggression in Vietnam. They built artificial islands off the coast of the Philippines, claiming that they own all of the China Sea. And, of course, the China Sea is a very large area of water that no more belongs to China than the Gulf of Mexico belongs to Mexico. And they are threatening both Hong Kong and Taiwan of invasion. As a matter of fact, this story from Zero Hedge, absolutely stunning. Ready for war? The largest Chinese base has a full-scale model of Taiwan's presidential palace. Look at that. They built a scale, full-scale model. Even has red and white facade of the building from which the Taiwanese president runs the autonomous island. They replicated that in detail so they could train on it. Now, let me insert something here. You know, I went to the Asymmetric Warfare Center at Fort AP Hill in Virginia with Joe Biggs. And inside that military base is another super secure base where they are training for asymmetric warfare, training to fight American citizens. And I say that with the same certainty. You look at this, right? And you look at, well, it's like, well, why would they make an exact replica of the Taiwanese presidential palace? I asked that same question on air. There wasn't anybody there to ask the question. We had a security guard that let us in. They were not training at the time. I walked around that asymmetric warfare center where they had replicas of American cities. And there's other military bases where they have replicas of suburban areas or replicas of rural areas where they train to fight Americans. They're not talking about taking over. You know, they have the training that you've seen of the burned out, bombed out buildings where you're going to have to go in with boots on the ground to take over something that you've now conducted a massive bombing raid on. No, no, no. This is about training to take over American areas. They had transportation centers. They had a subway center. They had a train center. They had churches that were there that they could train fighting in. They had First and Main Street. They had an office building. And in other areas, they train for suburban or rural areas. When I look at that, I said, well, it looks to me like they're training to fight Americans, just like it looks like the Chinese are training to fight in Taiwan. And so you have Hong Kong's appointed leader, Carrie Lam, says the Americans attach great importance to the national security of their country, but look at our national security through tinted spectacles, especially the current situation in Hong Kong. The Hong Kong is no threat to mainland China. Hong Kong does not have a military. Mainland China is threatening to invade them, and they probably will use this moment to do exactly that. A lot of various countries, and I wish the U.S. would do it, have offered the people in Hong Kong asylum. The British have in the U.K. Because they used to govern that. The Taiwanese have offered them the ability to go there. I got to say, when I was in Florida, the people who were the most anti-communist were the people who had come from Cuba. And the people who have fought the Chicago mayor trying to shut down the churches are the people who came from Romania. We need people who have lived under communism so they know what to expect.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you. No matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world, it works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer, and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot, and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street, and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole, and he was holding it, and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds, and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design, and the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, so we were just talking about the Chinese crowing about the riots that have been set by their comrades, Antifa Marxists here in the United States. As New American reports, the Chinese Communist newspaper, Global Times, it's a newspaper that's owned by the Chinese Communist Party, parodies Pelosi and calls the protests in the U.S. a beautiful sight. The editorial quoted and paraphrased Nancy Pelosi saying that she once called the protests in Hong Kong, quote, a beautiful sight to behold. They said now the beautiful sight is extending from Hong Kong to over a dozen U.S. states. U.S. politicians can now enjoy this sight from their own windows. Quite a few places across the U.S. are witnessing protesters setting police stations on fire, smashing shops, blocking roads, attacking places, destroying various public facilities. As if the radical rioters in Hong Kong somehow snuck into the U.S. and created a mess like they did last year in Hong Kong. And it's kind of interesting because they're crowing about all this stuff because today is June the 2nd. June the 4th is the anniversary of Tiananmen Square. They would kind of like you to forget that. They would also like you to forget about the fact that as they crow about racism in America, it was only a month ago that in Guangzhou, they were banning black people who were working there, people who were living there, students and so forth. They were kicking them out of their homes, kicking them out of restaurants, even McDonald's. It went viral. McDonald's National, International had to apologize because it was signed. No blacks allowed. I mean, they're not even allowed to sit at the end of the counter. No, they're not even allowed in Guangzhou. Even though a month ago, the big stories out of China were restaurants and hotels refusing to serve black customers and inviting formal protests from African leaders, now this same newspaper is crowing about what is happening here in America, picking up their information, I guess, from CNN. The line, "All men are created equal," articulated in the U.S. Declaration of Independence, is difficult to picture as a reality in the U.S., says the communist paper. While viruses do not differentiate people regardless of their rank, race, and age, racism does, they write. Despite the U.S. being dubbed as a melting pot, disparities exist among different races in the country, although racial equality is guaranteed in law from the social level and from people's mindsets. Potential racial conflicts are brewing. Well, that would be because of our Marxist professors like Bill Ayers and so forth. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. It looks like George Clooney, in an op-ed piece that he wrote for the Daily Beast, has been reading the Chinese communist papers. Imagine that. He said America's greatest pandemic is anti-black racism. Again, just like the communist Chinese, he compares it to the coronavirus. And I would say they're onto something there. Not exactly. Both of these are manufactured crises, right? Both of these have a goal in mind. Both of them are based on a false narrative. Both of them indicate how the global corporate media, the fascist media working with the government hand in hand, can alter society globally in an instant. Yeah, that is the real connection. But no, no, no. They're going to talk about it as being the pandemic is really anti-black racism, says George Clooney. He says, this is our pandemic. It infects all of us, and in 400 years, we have yet to find a vaccine. Oh, but I think they've got one that they want to force on us. But going back to China, it was just April the 13th that you had a Chinese city banning black people from hotels, apartments, and restaurants. As a matter of fact, the city was Guangzhou. Guangzhou is a very large city. It is not a backwater of China by any means. As a matter of fact, if you adopt a child from China, you go to the American Embassy in Guangzhou. That's where most of their facilities are. Imagine they have, you know, they have some facilities in Beijing, but most of their facilities are in Guangzhou. And when we were there, because there are so many people at the time, 13 years ago when we adopted my daughter, there were so many people that were going through Guangzhou to do adoptions that the resentment of Americans, because they really did resent the fact that, Americans were coming to adopt the young girls that they were abandoning into orphanages because of the one-child policy. Again, a globalist policy that they were more than happy to enforce there. And it really did bother them. There was this undercurrent of anger and resentment that was palatable. As a matter of fact, they had statues of little Chinese, they had statues of grotesquely fat Westerners, mom and pops, holding the hands of little Chinese girls. And they had them all over the place there in Guangzhou. And so it doesn't really surprise me to see that they were then attacking Africans in March or April 13th. African residents in Guangzhou reportedly found themselves sleeping on the street this week as renters arbitrarily evicted them, hotels banned them, restaurants refused to serve them. The Africans, businessmen, students, others from places like Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, being subjected to arbitrary coronavirus testing and still shunned even after they tested negative. So see, this is all about the virus. And yet now they're saying the virus affects everybody equally, but you have virus of racism, right? McDonald's had to apologize because, again, they had a sign there, you know, blacks go home. 111 African nationals in Guangzhou tested positive for COVID-19, they said, including 19 imported cases. So they came after all blacks. All blacks. Now, the Chinese tech companies, if we go back to December of last year, 2019, They were using citizens from Zimbabwe as guinea pigs. For what? For biometric tracking. You see, they had to fine-tune their cameras and their AI in order to be able to pick up facial features from people with darker skin, African features, and so forth. So they, you know, we've got to step up our facial recognition, our video monitoring, our vehicle surveillance, and so forth. And so we're looking for a few black people to be guinea pigs. So that's the communist Chinese. But then we got Joe Biden. And it was pointed out last week, you know, when he was doing this thing, if you ain't supporting me, then you ain't black. And Paris Denard, a senior communications advisor for black media affairs with the Republican Party, said all Joe Biden has done for blacks is lock us up. What did he mean by that? Well, you know, there was that thing called the Biden crime bill that then became the Clinton crime bill that then locked up more black people than any country in history has ever done. More black people in terms not just of percentages, but in terms of absolute numbers. We have a higher percentage of our population incarcerated than even communist China. And you can thank Joe Biden for that. The 1994 Violent Crime Control Law Enforcement Act. It was called the Biden Crime Bill before it became known as the Clinton Crime Bill. And, of course, if we go back and we look at the articles at the time and how he was trumpeting this, oh, yeah, it's very uncomfortable for him. And isn't it fortunate that now Joe Biden can portray himself as a virtue-signaling anti-racist, right, when this is the guy who has locked up more black people than anyone else? President Trump began to take a tiny step to undo that, not nearly enough. To undo the war on drugs and the damages that it's done. But then we had another Biden faux pas yesterday. He said that cops should shoot unarmed people with knives in the leg instead of the heart. this is why they have encouraged him to put that gag over his mouth. Yeah, unarmed people with knives. I don't know what that means. And I don't know if you really can shoot people in the legs. That seems to be a common idea amongst people who have never really used guns. That's not really something that's easy to do. You aim for center mass if you want to stop somebody. But, of course, you know, Joe Biden is the expert on all things firearms. You know, you get that over and under or side-by-side shotgun, he says.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brainforce Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at say 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's take a look at what's going on in Washington, and we'll take a look also at what may happen in terms of how the military could be used to bring order to places that Democrats are not interested in bringing order to. What are the pitfalls ahead of that? Will it work? Will it be a bigger, will it create more problems than it solves? Well, we'll take a look at that in just a moment. But first, let's talk about what's going on in Washington. We learn that on Friday, President Trump was taken to a bunker outside the because of the level of protests in Washington, D.C. And, of course, as of on Sunday evening, more than 50 Secret Service officers were injured. They said they had to keep hundreds of protesters and rioters at bay over the weekend using barriers and shields, but the rioters have become increasingly aggressive. And this is after they defaced and burned the landmark church that is there in Washington that President Trump visited. But it is not slowing down. I mean, this is President Trump is in the bunker on Friday. And then after that, the night before Sunday, he said more than 60 of their officers and special agents were injured from projectiles such as bricks, rocks, bottles, fireworks, and other items. Secret Service personnel were also directly physically assaulted as they were kicked, punched, exposed to bodily fluids. A total of 11 injured employees were transported to a local hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. And so that was all happening before Sunday. Then they start burning the building and so forth. John Cusack, the former actor, now most people in this generation would not know who he is. It's now vanished into obscurity except for his political rants, was saying, I hope the riots last until Trump flies away in an effing helicopter. Fight until he is gone. And, of course, probably what he's referencing and envisioning is a kind of bailout like they saw in the fall of Saigon, right? That's what he would love to see. Meanwhile, Twitter is allowing looters to coordinate their criminal behavior while also declaring hashtag Black Lives Matter. And there are screenshots of people talking about where they're going to meet, what they're going to do. I don't know. Do they have any screenshots of where they're going to deliver the bricks? I don't know. Or the water bottles filled with gasoline. That was on Breitbart.com. And then we have Lady Gaga, of course, saying this is rooted in racism. What would you expect from somebody in Hollywood? But as President Trump visits the church that they tried to burn down, the church that they vandalized with graffiti and so forth, and again, it is anything that has to do with America they hate, whether it's Abraham Lincoln or whether it's World War II or whether it's a church from the early 19th century, this church known as the Church of Presidents, because every president since its creation has visited there at one point in time. It's a historic landmark. It was sprayed with graffiti. It was partially damaged by fire on Sunday. And President Trump went there as a as an indicator that he was not going to allow this kind of anarchy from the left to continue. And he was attacked for that. Joe Biden says he tear gassed peaceful protesters and fired rubber bullets for a photo op. For a photo op. Now, these are peaceful protesters who burned that church. These are peaceful protesters who have gone to the White House and physically attacked the Secret Service. But they're peaceful, according to Joe Biden. Let's show a clip of the of what was happening to these peaceful protesters in the street as they were getting, I think, they so richly deserved. Let's show that clip. There's the peaceful protesters. These are the people that Joe Biden is hoping that they'll vote for him. And they probably will. I'm sure they will vote for Joe Biden. Because, you know, it's Joe Biden might help them, give them federal funds so that they can tear down and burn the churches with federal money and support. So you get the idea of what's happening. There's another clip. Cue up that clip where you see also in Washington, D.C., somebody looking out of his house. There it is right there. So look at this. Here's the crowd, and they're running into homes.
Is it going inside someone's home? No. No. No.
Okay. And so the leftists are calling Trump a fascist. You have MSNBC joining Joe Biden. Saying this is still a peaceful protest, even as the church was burning. They were insisting that it was a peaceful protest. President Trump is not being silent about this, but you know, Gretchen Whitmer is. You know, Gretchen Whitmer, who was so outraged at a 77-year-old barber opening up his barbershop in defiance of her orders to shut down the middle class. She is absolutely silent after these Antifa people attack her office, her very office. Yeah, that's exactly what we're seeing here. So what is President Trump going to do? The president, the military, and Minneapolis, what you need to know from justsecurity.org. They point out that can Trump use the military to respond to Minneapolis? Yes, but there are legal restrictions under both the Posse Comitatus Act and the Insurrection Act. The Posse Comitatus Act is from 1878. And again, we've talked about this in the past. You know, we talk about Posse Comitatus. That is a general term that says the power of the community, right? So in the Old West, you would have the sheriff, and he might have a deputy or two. But if, you know, there's a gang that came in and shot up the town or robbed the bank or whatever, it was more than the sheriff and his deputy or two could handle. So Sheriff Dillon or John Wayne or whatever, they'd call up the posse. They'd call up, use the power of the community. Because the militia truly is every armed citizen. It doesn't have to be equipped or trained by the government. According to the Constitution, they should be giving us military weapons instead of trying to claim that they can take them from us because they're military weapons, and even if we buy them ourselves. But, they would call up the power of the community to defend the community. Why did we have the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act? Well, you know, that was to end the abuse of a period of history that somehow has escaped our history books. After the Civil War, there was a thing called Reconstruction, a very hateful, corrupt vendetta that was being carried out by the victorious Republicans. That's one of the reasons why you couldn't get a Republican elected in the South for 100 years. And the only thing that ended that was the Posse Comitatus Act, made it unlawful for the Army or the Air Force to execute laws. So we're going to say you're going to have the power of the community. Sheriffs and the local community are going to be law enforcement, not an occupying military force from the U.S. government. And that was 1878. Remember, the Civil War ended in 1865. It went on for quite a while, these abuses. The Insurrection Act is the exception to the Posse Comitatus Act. And first of all, it's got a couple of different conditions. First of all, a state legislature or a governor could request assistance from the president to suppress an insurrection. That's probably not going to happen in the Democrat states. The authority was invoked in 1992 when California Governor Pete Wilson turned to the Insurrection Act to request federal military assistance from then President George H.W. Bush because of the Rodney King L.A. riots. And there are two Insurrection Act provisions that can be invoked by the president, irrespective of the state's request or underlying desires, to uphold civil rights and to protect the rights of minorities in the Deep South during the 1950s and 60s. It was invoked both by Eisenhower and by Kennedy. And finally, one other aspect of when it can be invoked is to use the armed forces when there is interference with a federal or state law. You know, like maybe if they are shutting down businesses without paying any attention to the law of the Constitution, you could invoke the Insurrection Act and say, no, you're not going to do that. But, of course, that wouldn't happen because lockdown, he's proud of the lockdown. He was told by very smart people that it was the right thing to do. Finally, prior to invoking the Insurrection Act, the president, with the assistance of the Attorney General, must issue a proclamation to disperse prior to sending troops. So we'll see what happens with this. Quite frankly, I'm concerned because every time the government has a solution to help us in a crisis, the solution typically makes things worse, like the lockdown did with the coronavirus coming here. I'm worried that if something like this happens to a large degree, this may be the next step in driving us further into a dystopian future. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see. We'll keep a watch on that. Folks, if you want to support us, here at InfoWarsStore.com, fundband.video, the only place you'll find my videos, the selections from the show as well as the full show, or on podcast. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off across the board. All of our most popular products, now 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do need and appreciate your support.